Hey guys, today we've got a great summer PPC broadcast with multi-center owner and PPC vendor James Spear. So tune in just a minute and stick around after for an update on digital enrollments, integrated billing, and convention.
James, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So for those of you who don't know, James Spear is one of our vendors for PPC, and he's also, him and his wife Jennifer own 6 centers here in the great state of Texas.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we just picked up the Waco Center just last month. So if you guys watch HDTV and Chip and Joanna Gaines, you know where that is.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, Matt Schenkel, big fan.
Home improvement projects.
Yeah, I should take Matt up there and see if we can just find them one day. Like, we'll help you with the demolition. we'll do that on Boss Appreciation Day.
There you go.
Hey, you guys. So I invited James on today because this is a really strategic time of year. Interest for summer is high. People are looking for you. People are looking for summer programs. People are looking for education programs. People are looking to get their kids caught up or ahead. And right now is the time of year where parents are scheduling out summer. And so if you haven't made that switch yet, start making that switch to really advertise for summer. And remember that we really want to get things going. But one of those key things that we do is we set up a PPC account. And so, James, can you kind of, on a high level, review really what PPC is for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah, a lot of people, they don't really understand what PPC is. I mean, they come into this business and they're great at teaching math, but, you know, having to be experts in all the areas of the business, typically marketing and digital marketing is the area we know the least about. And so really understanding what PPC is and what it does is critical to kind of getting your head around how to invest your advertising dollars. So a lot of people think that PPC is a lead generator, and it really it's not. It's a traffic generator. And what I mean by that is it gets your ads in front of the best audience, and then we make the connection there and drive them into your website. So it's kind of like a bridge where it takes people from the search to your site. So in that essence, it's a traffic generator.
Wow, that's so great to say. So there's like really like two places I can go off of what you just said. One, we could talk about the microsite. Two, we could talk about the importance of doing PPC over summer. But I'm so excited about both, I don't even know where to begin. But let's go with the question that you get all the time. Should I turn my PPC down for summer? And I'm just going to say that this great way of how you just explained it as being a traffic generator, well, to me, it sounds like that's the last thing you want to do is turn your budget down for summer.
Right. And that's a real common question that I get this time of year, usually this time of year and around the holidays. And really the answer is no. And the reason why is this is search advertising. This is where people are going and physically typing in keywords to look to solve a problem or to find information.
Like summer math.
That's right. This time of year, I mean, parents are, they're planning. They may not make those phone calls right now, but they're planning right now. And if you want to be a part of the decision-making process, you have to be found.
Well, yeah, they're in that research loop where right. They're probably looking at like Kumon and this and some other kind of thing over summer in Mathnasium. And so they're looking at that. And also, like you just said earlier, so, you know, simply and eloquently, it's a traffic generator. And we need to be aware that there are parents out there who are summer only. And if we turn our PPC down or off because we don't think there's any interest, we're neglecting the parents who would sign up in May or June just for summer.
Right.
And those are those opportunities that we want because we want to have that chance to convert to a back to school enrollment.
Right.
And so it's really important. And also another thing, James, is you set your budget, but you only pay for what you spend, right?
Exactly. So
if you're turning the budget down to 100 and you only spend 100, you're capped out. But if you keep your budget at, you know, 400 to 600 and you only spend 350, well, then you only spend 350.
Right. If you contrast that to like direct mail or radio or typically the legacy mediums that are out there where you pay regardless of the results, this is totally different. you don't pay a dime unless there's someone with interest that typed in a keyword to find your ad to get to your site. So
yeah,
that's, I mean, that's a totally different mindset.
So it's the wrong place to cut corners.
In my opinion. Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely. So let's dive into where the PP, where I'm from California. So I put the in front of everything. Like I was on the 405 or I had to take the Mopac to get there. If you're in Texas, you'll get it. But the PPC is a traffic generator, which generates traffic to the microsite.
Right.
So tell us about keeping microsites up to date. First impressions. Go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is your first impression and sometimes it's your last impression. I mean, if you're checked out on your microsite, I mean, perception is reality. People think you're checked out in your business too. I mean,
look, if you still have the gingerbread guy up or a winter thing up, we got to switch that to summer.
I'm seeing, Valentine's Day stuff. I'm seeing Pi Day stuff. I'm seeing Black Friday stuff. It's not that owners want that to be their first impression, but I think that we probably ought to have a calendar event every month to go back on the first of the month, go back and check. Because if you put an offer that's going to expire and that was 6 months ago and your leads have dropped, there's probably a reason why.
And there's so much, there's a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff already set on the back end of the microsite that you can just like switch to. Right. And it's just a click. And so this is not super time consuming. We didn't talk about this on the call before the call, James, but how important is it to have a detailed team page?
Oh, that's critical. I mean, if you think about it, people are trying to make a decision about their kids. And, most people, that's something they care a lot about. And so they want to know who's going to be influencing those kids. And that's your place to brag about them. And so we've spent an enormous amount of time, just little detail things like the pictures that you get. I mean, do you line them up against the mathnasium wall and shoot them?
No. What does Jennifer call that? The mathnasium
mugshot. Yeah.
The mathnasium mugshot. Get up against the wall.
What a
graph if you like.
Yeah. No, smile. No, stop. <now. laughs> What we do is we have the instructors like provide us an actual photo of them, because then it's them having fun doing something they enjoy and it's them smiling and it provides a lot of interest. And I tell them, if they don't give me a photo, I'm going to go into Microsoft Paint and I'm going to draw you. So we're pretty serious about that.
At least for creativity, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
Anything else you want to add about the microsites?
I think it's
really important. Like I see a lot of them where they only have like, maybe it's just the owner on there or the owner and spouse. And I'm looking at that as someone who doesn't know that center. I think to myself, I'm like, do they not have any other employees that work with the kids? And I think that's probably the same thought a parent would have. It's like, oh, I guess they don't have any other employees. So it's just like, two people. They probably don't have enough people to suit our needs.
Right. And a lot of owners, especially if they've got 10, 12 employees and they have some turnover, that it's just hard to keep up with. But if you just have the, some kind of a small profile template that the instructor fills out as part of their new hire paperwork. I mean, we've got 80 instructors. And I know there's owners that have a lot more than that are able to keep up with it. But if it's just part of your hiring process, it's...
Yeah, it could be like, what's your favorite number? What's your favorite math joke? Favorite hobby?
Exactly. Exactly. And
it's tough to make them human.
And I really pay attention to my website analytics. And I know that before I really started focusing on this, my time on page for that page was less than 30 seconds. So, if I went back and I read it objectively, it sounded like a resume. I mean, we were talking about our education and work experience, just like you would on a resume. But really, that's your time to tell your story. I mean, how did you find mathnasium? Why do you love this program so much? And maybe some anecdotal story or something like that, because people love reading a story.
Yeah. Larry, that's all. Anything you want to add about anything else you think that would benefit owners about PPC or microsite before I ask you one last question?
Well, I mean, one thing that we're really missing on the microsites, unless you go and add it yourself, is content about what people are looking for. So like back to PPC, I mean, people are looking for something specific because they're sitting at the dining room table helping their child with math, and they do a search for fractions or algebra or test prep. And if we go objectively look at our microsites, a lot of that content's not there. And so just like if we put ourselves in the place of a consumer and we go and look for something specific, if you don't find it after you did a search and you land on a page and you don't find it within the first couple of seconds, you're gone. And it doesn't matter whether you clicked on a paid click or a free click or a social media click. It doesn't matter.
So where can you add that at, would you say? Would you say you add that on the blog?
Well, you've got your promotions page that you can add content to. Yeah. You've got the blogs. The blogs are a great place to do it because, you know, for a few reasons. Well, you got your paid campaign that you can link it to the relevant.
It's the news page, right?
Right. Yeah. Your news page where you can go into the control panel and click on add blog. You can put that specific content. So when parents do a search for something about fractions help or algebra help, they land on a page that speaks exactly to that issue and they don't have to go search for it.
Yeah.
Builds trust a lot faster.
Cool. All right. So James, we're less than 3 months from convention. Are you driving up there again?
The jury's still out. I mean, Jennifer and I want to, but last year that was a lot of fun and I really want to do that again. We spent 30 days on the road. I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't have time to go to convention. You got great people in your centers. Yeah. You know, if you delegate and you trust them and you train them, you can get some time away from the center if you really want to.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important to, you know, Dave Petty and I talked about in the first podcast that we did together about the idea of bringing this global community and bringing people together and how people really, they might show up to convention a little beat up and a little kind of lower energy. And cause this is a grind sometimes. And, yeah. And then they get around people and they see people they were at training with or people they haven't seen in a while or people that always help them on the Google groups. And it's like engaging and exciting. And it's like people leave there with this newfound energy ready to just go kick back to school right in the face and just take it on. And so it's really important just to, and I'll have, having that balance and getting to meet people from home office and seeing your FBC or your startup specialist. And it's just another opportunity to engage with everybody. And also this year specifically to see more about what's going on with our neighbors to the north in Canada and kind of see that, which will be really cool.
Yeah. And really going as a new owner, I went before we opened our center and it really helped us avoid a lot of mistakes. I mean, things that we were planning to do, you know, because we knew everything. We went to the convention and owners that had been through what we'd been through, they knew exactly what to tell us. And, you know, because they've done it, they've been there and they've already made those mistakes. And so they were able to guide us and save us a lot of time and money and grief. And I think that that's one of the big values. But you go to the, the planned events and just seeing the magnitude of what's going on and how we're impacting the world, not just your community, is really incredible. And then you get to the breakout sessions and the dinners and the bar at 2 a.m. You know, there's not a moment that you're not learning something. And all these, if you're really looking around, there's people that are at in this business where you want to be. And they can help you get there.
Yeah. Amen.
So.
All right, James. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And everyone, thanks a bunch for listening.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, guys. It's almost that time of year. Convention, July 14th to the 16th, 2019. So get your passports ready. The convention will be held at the Weston Harbor Castle, which is located on the waterfront, where a lot of the rooms and suites feature stunning views of Lake Ontario. We'll be hosting this event in Canada's largest hotel ballroom. It's called the Metropolitan Ballroom. The hotel location is also minutes away from downtown Toronto, with nearby attractions including the Scotiabank Arena, Rogers Centre, and the CN Tower. Visit seetorontonow.com for more info. See you guys there. Hey guys, so just a couple updates regarding digital enrollments and integrated billing. To get prepared for this, let's make sure to keep the enrollments and radius up to date. Inactive students need to be unenrolled. Let's also disable inactive and unused enrollment plans within the membership setup. You're also going to want to make sure to update your pricing and enrollment plans within membership setup, as well as continue to use the current billing and payment features. Now, as for integrated billing and digital enrollment rollout, you can expect to see the digital enrollments being released and recommended for you to use. No date yet, but sometime in the summer. Digital enrollments will be required shortly, towards the end of summer, so right after they recommend it. And then finally, integrated billing, as of right now, looks like it'll be released towards the end of the year. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to favorite this podcast. Special thanks to James Spear for sitting in on today's broadcast. Have a great summer.